jealousy.
They are envious.
Envious.
Because
and also
they themselves
some of them cannot accommodate themselves with the selection of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami, the gradation. They say some think Chandrabali group in Madhura Rasa, the Vallabha Goshti, the Vallabha school, especially in Gujarat, they think that Chandrabali or Jamuna, she represents the highest form of service. Gokul Goswami, once I visited him in Bombay, he tried his best to impress that Yamuna holds the highest position in Madhura Rasa. Because after Rasa, Ras Lila, when it is resolved, they found Krishna when they went to the banks of Yamuna. That was his argument. The Yamuna holding the principal position in Madhura Lila of Krishna, that is there. And not Radharani. But in different Puran, also, when Bhagavata suppressed the Anaya Radhitu Nunam Bhagavan Haridishara, one Pradhana Gopi, and he is not one with Yamuna. She is not one with Yamuna.
One other thing for this. And what Maharaj was saying, sometimes it is stated that by these so-called devotees that the Goswami Granthas no longer serve any purpose.
Hmm.
They serve no purpose because they are so abstract.
And what about Bhagavatam?
Huh?
Srimad Bhagavatam serves all purposes.
Yes,
that is
enough.
not to be understandable by the public. So Srimad Bhagavatam has no meaning. Of its existence.
No, they say the Bhagavatam is all right.
Bhagavatam?
They accept the Bhagavatam.
Yes.
But they say the Goswami Granth.
Yes.
They are too far.
Too?
Too abstract.
Advanced. Too abstract.
Yeah, advanced. Too far advanced. They're too far advanced.
Oh, too far advanced.
So what is the use for us?
So, what is the use of the postgraduate classes? What is the use of research scholarship?
Yes, like that.
Well, that is too far.
Like that, they say.
What is the necessity of a Newton or an Einstein?
Yes.
That is too high.
Yes. That's the idea.
The one that Faraday, there is one scientist, in the beginning of the invention of electricity,
yeah.
One Faraday scientist,
yeah.
When he showed his experiment to the scholars of the day, one lady put a question to him that, after all, what will be the benefit of your your experiments and your inventions, what benefit the general public will derive from it? Then the Faraday told, we read it in Discovery of Gregory. Madam, will you tell me the utility of a newborn babe? That was the answer of Faraday. A newborn babe, when he will grow up, then he will get the benefit. Appreciate the so the high things not for the public, But those that have appreciation, those few that can appreciate it, those have study by their movements, that high things come in different ways to this plane. And it creates such sukriti, and that sukriti when they will prepare them for that higher, to receive that higher things, that is sarthakata. They will say, the Krishna Swayam Bhagavan, what is the utility for to the public? Public as Ramakrishna Mission, whether God or Kali or Krishna or Allah, all equal. That is very palatable to the ordinary public. The primitive God conception. And you say Krishna is the highest, he says God is the highest. What is the utility of all these troubles creating that mind realization is the highest? That also may be stated by a particular group. Should we go to tolerate that? Only those that consider much as favor of denotation, they would say like that, the majority, the quantity. But quantity cannot satisfy all. Those that are that hankers after qualitative, that comparative, higher things, they will eliminate everything and go forward for that thing. This is discouraging the gradation, the qualitative highness. That should be hankered by all. This is all apathy. In the political field, we tolerate so many sections. So many sections have different political conception. Said. But in religious school, oh, why so? Only one suffice, that is Ramakrishna Mission. They are idle in religious realization. That sort of reckless brain, who has got no sympathy for religion at all, they will say like that.
Reckless brain.
That is apathetic, generally. They do not want any comparative study in religion.
They don't want any movement. They don't want any progress.
And they want movement only for the belly. The belly is everything to them. There's belly people. The belly servants.
Belly people.
Physical, slaves of physical senses.
Yes.
They are please physical senses. We are just the opposite. Kamodaso. Not Ramodaso. They are all Kamodaso. Slave to the sensual pleasure. They cannot tolerate the gradation in the religious thought, qualitative difference. But in their political opinion, they can tolerate so many shades of political conception. And they fight with each other. The power of bloc, the Marxist, then the communist, then so many division in the communist.
Maharaj, this sort of question arises also because, like in my own personal experience, in my studies, personal studies, Prajnamrita Vyakaran, etc., I have always been discouraged. No one is ever encouraged. I've always been discouraged. And it has actually been said that it is a useless endeavor.
Yes. We are one with them. The study, Gyan Shunya Bhakti, the real thing what is necessary to work to use our energy for the service of the Lord. By that process only we can go up, and not by satisfying our intellectual necessities. An illiterate man can achieve a higher position in the reign of the realm of devotion, while a literate man may not be. But when by the command of the Lord we engage ourselves in the literary culture, just as Mahaprabhu asked Rupa Sanatana, of course they had their knowledge already acquired, and to utilize that for the service of the Sampradaya. He also asked Raghunath Bhatta, Jaho Bhagavat Paro Vaishnavistham, read Bhagavatam. But from the from whom who knows the real part of it, Vaishnava, Bhakti. Only Jiva Goswami is the exception, whom we see that he made study, he studied independently before he joined Vrindavan. He left his home and then went to Banaras. Banaras was the city of all sorts of learning at that time. And he studied different shastram. And then he joined Vrindavan, and there, under the direction of Rupa Sanatana, he utilized his acquired knowledge, previous acquired knowledge, into the service of the Sampradaya. So, when we get inspiration from up to study, that study is devotion. Otherwise, when I have got a whim within for me to study, to acquire scholarship, that may not be bhakti proper, shuddha bhakti. Because my energy must be utilized by the higher agent, the Vaishnava. Energy must be spent to satisfy the higher world. Then it will be bhakti, it will be devotion. My mental imagination, it may be sukriti, but it won't be shuddha bhakti. If I have a mind to help the sampradaya in a scholarly way, but at your own risk you must go on with your study and sincere. When it is accepted, he is connected by the higher agent, then it will be considered as devotion, otherwise not. It is empirical attempt with some sort of good ambition, imagination, but this is not pure bhakti, pure devotion. Pure devotion is to carry out the orders from the high, from the higher degrees. Are coming to catch that and then to do accordingly. Once, when I joined the mission, I wanted to read the books of the mission, even including Bhagavatam, but I did not find any encouragement from the authority. Then I was sent with a party to Banaras, and Nemi Maharaj. That is well read. Not highly scholar, but in ordinary way, he could explain Bhagavatam and other Shastra very well, and to impress on the public, including the scholars of the ordinary type. In Banaras, perhaps in Ahudrabai Ghat or something like that, he used to explain Bhagavatam. I was with him, and his lectures on Bhagavatam was very capturing. At that time, Nemi Maharaj told me the Kunja Babu does not tolerate any good for other servitors. If I get order from Prabhupada to construct a mot of our own here, I can do it. And I saw that it was not impossible. If he gets such an encouragement, then he can construct, he can purchase a place of our own and construct temple and quarters, he can do. So I wrote direct to Prabhupada. The propagation, the Bhagavad lecture here is going on in a very good way, and the people are much impressed, and that has also encouraged the preacher Nemi Maharaj, and he says that if you ask him to erect a mat of our own in this place of religious importance, then he can do. I think at the sneak of time, if you order him, then we may have a place of our own, the preaching center of our own, in this important place where so many religious schools are represented in Banaras. I wrote to Prabhupada, but the General Secretary Kunja Babu, he replied that we already know that Nemi Maharaj is a good preacher. You try to collect your necessary equipments from him for preaching. No mention of the proposal which I sent to Prabhupada. Then when Prabhupada, a little after, Prabhupada went there. And he suddenly one day told me that what is the necessity of Karmakanda? First I could not understand. Why Prabhupada said so? What is the necessity of doing Karmakanda? Then again he went on that if a Vaishnava says to a person, oh, bring some flower. And he is taking that flower. No flower, take the water. And if he says that, no, accept this flower. You have already ordered me to bring flower, I have taken it. You take it. To say so, such, will be Karmakanda. He may cancel his own desire. He is free. The Vaishnava is free. He ordered already to take flower, and if you take flower and try to force it on him, that you will be karma. You must throw it up and bring water. So, any desire to thrust in on the higher authority, that is karma kanda. The authority, the Gurudev, what he receives from high, that do this. He then asks his followers to do that. And then that will be bhakti. Once that Surya, that German first gentleman who came to join our mission as Surya, he told Prabhupada that we are accustomed to do anything with a program. So sometimes before 3 months we fix some program and then we do accordingly. But here at least I want 1 week's notice to prepare myself. I have to go, what to do, at least 1 week before. Prabhupada told, I get information 5 minutes ago. How can I inform you a week ago? That was his... So, our Rishi Kaptur Sandhar told, I said you the other day, that when you are requested by a Vaishnava to read any book, that will be devotion. But when of your own accord you will go to read a book, that won't be devotion, that will be karma or gyan, something like that. So, unconditionally and unqualified, surrender to serve the direction which is coming up, that is bhakti, and all else imitation and eliminative. That we should understand. So, Vaishnava is anugata, sadhu is anugata, everywhere you will find this warning. In Sankirtan, you are taking the name as the Sankirtan part. But at least one must be a Shuddha Bhakta there. The Sankirtan party is going, but at least one Shuddha Bhakta must be the leading, otherwise it will be Namaparada or something like that. So connection with the divinity this descending agent, the bona fide agent who has got connection, who can receive information in his heart, the so many ways of the wish, of the desire of the Lord, striking in whose heart, and he says this should be done, and they must connect with such center and then do to get bhakti. Otherwise, maybe imitation bhakti, imitation bhakti, devotion. Our attraction for knowledge, curiosity, to satisfy my inner curiosity that I must know what is what about the bhakti before I accept this, or I must get some fame when delivering lectures, that must be a scholarly one. So many fleeting desires may make it filthy, pure devotion. So the surrender and what order I receive, I do act on it. I do not know what is good and bad. I do not know what is good and bad, in direct order. And when the Guru is living, I am far away, no time to ask him. I must take some immediate, then I shall try to think that in such position, what my Guru used to direct me. As much as I can conjecture, I do accordingly. In this position, what my Gurudev would ask me to do? As far as I can conjecture at the time, I shall do accordingly. I shall try to get some, get some sort of order from him, that he might have said this thing in such condition. As far as I can conjecture, I shall do that. The criterion of bhakti is that what we do, the starting idea must come from above, irrespective of the action, what it may be. Whether to go to the temple or to beat a man, it does not matter. it must have the upper connection. What that is bhakti. It is independent of the guna, triguna, sattva rajatama. Ahimsa, sattva guna. Hinsa, rajaguna. Sleeping and idleness, tamaguna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So, we must have our fixed aim towards the high. That it must come from there. I cannot waste my energy in any engagement what is considered good or bad from my consideration. That will be within the that will spring up in the relativity of this my equal. We must be careful very much that whether I am catching a wave which is from the finest, the wave coming from the finest plane or a gross plane. The thought that actuates me, excites me to act, whether that is, which plane it comes, from the higher, finest plane, can I catch that, the news of that wave? Can I read? If I can read of that plane, waves of that plane, the meaning of the waves of that plane, all right. We should always watch the wave of the plane coming from what sort of plane that helps me to begin my activity, from what plane it comes, the order. And my services will go, that is to be recorded in that plane, and that will help me qualitatively in a very, very extraordinary manner. So for the qualitative improvement, we shall disown our present environment, even including the mental sphere. Try to get the inspiration from the highest possible plane, and I must give my head, bow down head to that, and not to the external environment of any kind in consideration of me, good or bad. Daiti bhadra bhadra gyan sab mano dharma. Ehi bhalo ehi mandra ehi sab brahm. Clear in answering your...
Maharaj, you're so clear that you're leaving us with feelings that we want to surrender.
Eta kata dashtaka. Hey, go ahead.
Hey, Tommy.
But our eagerness will always be to serve wishes of that plane, the highest plane of Krishna Bhakti. That is very, very, very rarely to be found in this mundane world. We shall be eager to catch এটা সংকেতে পাঠানো হয় কি বলে সংকেতে নিউজ পাঠানো হয় সংকেতে টডে টক্কা টেলিগ্রাম হ্যাঁ টেলিগ্রাফি ল্যাঙ্গুয়েজ অফ দি হাইস্ট ল্যাঙ্গুয়েজ মাস্ট ট্রাই টু ক্যাচ অ্যান্ড বি সাবসার্ভিয়েন্ট টু দ্যাট দ্যাট শুড বি আওয়ার নেচার অফ কোয়েস্ট অ্যান্ড ইউটিলাইজেশন of our energy. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
So Maharaj, in the absence of my spiritual master, when I wanted to get that pure direction, I come to your divine grace to get such direction. Because I'm well aware I may make a mistake. So I don't trust my own judgment.
That you can do in your own risk. That I think that This is in the line of my spiritual master. And those that demand that we are in his path, they cannot represent so subtly but grossly, not up to mark. Everyone must move in his own risk. Own risk. You have joined Swami Maharaj's camp to your own risk, leaving the present society and the present religious faith, everything you have left. Your own risk you have. So also, appreciation and the risk. Sarvadharman Parityajya, that is Vaiplavik, revolutionary. More or less revolutionary. That is the highest way of attaining any higher thing. And that we may not go down, so many barriers are there. Sadharme nidhanam sreu paladharmo bhayabaha. You must give respect to your near, okay? Tadam sattang patipaditamahanu mamatum bhuya chakalpati. Aishnu samarpan sai kale krishna tari kare atmosmu. Sai deho kare dar jiranandamaya apragita dehe krishna chakalpati. He has got no engagement. Another, rejecting previous engagement, entrance into new. That is up to time.
Examples of that,
Maharaj? Vacant. Sometimes, vacant, he had got no religious life at all. He came to a sadhu and began. One section. Another, he is disgusted with his former religious conception and he comes in contact with the real sadhu, leaves his previous engagement and enters into that. Asraya Anurahiti. He was not reckoned in any particular asraya, either a Christian or a Mohammedan or a Panchapasi or nothing. From atheism, he had no religious conception. He began first with this conception. Another, compared to study, he found it nothing, then entered into. Two types may come here. One with an open mind, and another, leaving his previous prejudices, enters into new. There are two types.
Second question. But Maharaj, that's very broad and general. That's broad or general.
Yes.
Previously he may have been a Christian or... and then he comes to the...
When he has did comparatively, he feels more attraction for this and then leaving his previous prejudice of religion, he comes to accept this truth.
Now...
And another, that's no religion. He did not... he had no religious engagement or conception of anything of the like. When he comes to in the vicinity of this sort of conception, he accepts.
Now, is that within Krishna consciousness also?
Not. Generally, it is not that. In a general way, it has been stated that one who has got, who is entering into Krishna consciousness. And then also within Krishna consciousness, there also the selection and elimination of guide, that is also allowed in special cases, we see.
Yes. Because sometimes you have said that there's three stages of conception of guru that in the first stage, seeing Krishna. In the intermediate stage, seeing the potency.
Seeing the?
Potency, function. And then again in the third stage, it becoming more defined.
In a particular group of potency.
Yes.
It is first attracted by general Krishna consciousness, and then when that is more intense, they can find there are so many servitors there also. And gradually when progressing, he finds his attraction for the particular group and particular type of service. In this way, he finally is posted in a particular place for his service, in this way. To serve Vaishnava, the one who has attained the service of a Vaishnava,
yes,
Guru or Vaishnava, that is Tadiyatta.
Okay.
That is a deeper kind of devotion.
Yes.
To serve the Lord, that is a general and a hazy thing. And to serve his devotee, that is more intensive position.
Yes.
Position. So that is a higher position. Tadiyatta. Tadiyo means Ramanu Sampradaya has given much stress in Tadiyo. Tadiyo Seva. That is Bhakta Seva. Madhvakta Puja Bhadikam. Then the Madhvakta Nanchaji Bhakta Temi Bhakta Tamamata. So that stage, if we without Saranagati, in the beginning we cannot attain that stage also, Tadiyatta.
So what is the asiddha?
Tadiyattam.
The service to the Vaishnavas?
To service of the Vaishnava, that also presupposes saranagati. So saranagati is a fundamental thing. Avoiding that, we cannot attain any course of a devotional life. It is the most fundamental. Wherever you go, in which side, for your engagement, you must enter through the door of Saranagati. That is what is meant here.
Sorry? Without Saranagati, there's no...
If I belong to him, underlying this conception, there is Saranagati. Otherwise, I can't attain this position, that I belong to him, I am his own, but must first enter the door of Saranagati, then you can get that sort of self-conception, that sort of realization that you are his own. But before that, you must enter through the door of Saranagati. Otherwise, no entrance is possible on the higher plane without Saranagati, help of Saranagati. I have Sadguru I have got. You must have practiced or invited, welcomed some sort of Saranagati, then only you could come to him. Without the temperament of Saranagati, you cannot approach even the first agent of the domain. So Saranagati is such a general and fundamental and expansive position in the relation of the devotional world. I care for my Gurudev, I don't know anything else. I am a servant of Vaishnava, I don't want anything. With that spirit, with that power, strength, I can go on. I do not care for this Shastra, this and that and this. If anyone says such, shows his deep and strong confidence in Vaishnava, That is of a good achievement, no doubt.
Mm.
But it is mentioned that to have that position, you have had to cross the threshold of Saranagati, if we analyze these subtle points, the thought. Then you have come here. The Saranagati you could not eliminate.
Mm.
That is the underlying meaning of this expression. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
So tomorrow we will spend?
Huh?
Tomorrow
we
will?
Tomorrow?
Alan will be here?
I can't say whether I will be able to have a sitting tomorrow. Tomorrow, Janmashtami, we must stay here. But day after tomorrow, after finishing your parani, you must go to Mayapur to attend the function of the appearance celebration of the Guru Maharaj. Is it not?
Yes.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. About 10. Nearly 10.
10 minutes to 10.
10 to 10. Go, Hari Bol.